How does your love life going, bro?
It's great.
What do you mean it's great?
It's fantastic.
Okay, you've been hanging out with this girl for like a month now.
Longer than that.
Longer than that?
I think it's almost been 2 months.
All right, we clapped. Tanner was like, we have a podcast today. Tanner's in the living room doing absolutely nothing. He doesn't understand, okay? When we say 2:30, you got to show up at 2:30. It's 2:30.
Yep, I'm filling in.
We got Mateo. He's an ex-roommate. He's filling in for the podcast today. I still don't know where Tanner is.
I think he's just talking to Jay in the living room, honestly.
He just doesn't know we got something going on?
Sitting in there. I don't know what's going on, honestly. I came in here I was bored out there.
You see, you get it. You're like, hey, Maverick's missing. Cameron's missing. Maybe they're in the podcast room. I wonder how long it's going to take for Tanner to get into this room and be like, oh, wait, the podcast already? What do you think he's going to say?
I don't know. He'll just be like, what the heck? Like, why'd you start it? Because I just walked in here and they were just like, yep, we're starting.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, like, I feel like it's good. We got a lot to talk about on this episode. Tanner's got basically a girlfriend. It's not official yet, but he's been seeing this girl for a while now. Hopefully we can get into that. Crypto's been crazy. And I don't know. What else has been happening in the news?
Bro, honestly, I didn't even know I was going to be on this until half a second ago. until I sat in the seat, he said they were starting it early.
Oh, wait. Who was supposed to be in here? Jay, or was it supposed to be you?
Jay.
Oh, why Jay, though?
I don't know. He just asked Jay if he wanted to be on the podcast, and Jay was like, sure. I was just going to be drawing on the iPad, honestly.
Oh, okay. Jay is probably going to be on the podcast. Jay has a couple of meme accounts.
We have some guests. We have some guests.
Oh, finally, homie shows up.
I expect this. Can I go pee first?
I mean, you can. Bro, now Tanner's got to go pee. Not ready, not prepared. But we also, let's see what else we're going to get to. If you guys are watching on iTunes and Spotify, we'd really appreciate it if you rated us 5 stars. That's always.
Nice surprise. Welcome, Jay.
Oh, Jay's coming on.
Sorry, I didn't really know how it worked. I wasn't looking at the camera for like the first few minutes. I didn't even realize it was there.
You guys got to talk into the mic. Also, these are both ex-roommates. Only Mateo was my roommate, but I left the house.
Yeah, Maverick up and dipped to Guam. Like, yeah. For those that didn't know.
It was just too much going on in this house.
We were like sharing in this podcast room.
Yeah.
We had me, Maverick,
Tay,
dog, and Tay.
Yeah.
But then it was Maverick went to Guam and it was me and Tay with a dog, which was Kiki.
Yeah, Sorry. Kiki was here for a minute.
And then Jay ended
Tanner
up showing
was
up.
Here, you know? Welcome, the guest on the today
okay,
show.
Okay, now welcome co-host.
Straight out the living room, guys. Straight out
the living room. I'm glad you showed up.
Dude, this is lit. I like this vibe. You just started
here, it. I'm gonna let Jay take over.
Nice vibe. I thought we were going to like, all right, let's go start it.
It started.
That's good.
Okay, are you rocking headphones or you like the no headphones rock?
Fuck with the no headphones, low key.
Welcome back.
I already did that.
You already probably did everything. I don't know what I missed.
Okay, I just basically ran into like the stuff that I'm kind of want to talk into about. We talk about your new boat thing, basically. Okay, how that's going in. Your training.
I know Maverick did all this, but we're back. I'm excited. This is a Maverick and Tanner episode only.
It doesn't look like us only.
It is not a Maverick, but it's like a you and me episode.
Yeah, hold up.
And you don't understand. We do guest episodes. But the people, like the No Fox Given fans, you know what I mean? The army, they like the us episodes the most.
Yeah.
So it's exciting when they come back. And we also have a third guest to throw in here. We got Jay Colorado.
I don't know his last name.
Jay Castle. Jameson Castle. He is an ex-roommate. I think you said that briefly already, maybe?
Yes.
So you ran through like everything.
I was post-Maverick era.
Yeah, but he was never a roommate when I was in the house. Jay?
Yeah.
He came. When did you come into the house?
I came into the house when it was Johnny, Mateo, Baird, and Brady.
Oh, not even Jordan?
No.
Jordan he came like gone. A year after. Yeah. You were. Okay. So the story, we'll start there because just to give you guys an idea who Jay is. Jay is one of my best friends for sure. He lives in Colorado currently. It's actually a really funny story how we met. So back in the day, me and Jake Angelus were riding around Colorado. We were in Boulder, Colorado, visiting Jake's mom's friend or something like that. And then we ended up going to this random skate park. I can't remember what it was called. Do you?
Boulder Skate Park.
Was it Boulder?
Yeah, Boulder.
Boulder Skate Park? Yeah, because it wasn't Apex.
Uh-uh.
Right. And we were just scootering there. Jay showed up with a bunch of his homies. At this point, I think I already had like 400K on YouTube. So I was doing YouTube. I was full scooter kid for sure. But Jay pulled up the skate park. We didn't have a car or nothing.
Yeah.
We just started seshing, riding together. He had like three of his homies there. And then we just pretty much became friends, hung out like that whole weekend in Colorado pretty much.
Yeah, I was like freshly 16, like just got my license.
Yeah, so it was
lit. With like a car full of kids.
And then
we doing very illegal. Is that illegal to do? Like how it is in Cali?
I mean, like technically, you just kind of get like a little ticket, I feel like.
You can't kinda drive for like a year.
Yeah,
you can't have friends. Other people.
I've gotten that ticket before, guys. So cops do pull you over for it.
Yeah. Big time, dude, for sure.
It is. And I looked like I was 12 that. Years old. Like, I looked like I was 3.
I'm going to try the headphones for a sec. Ooh.
I just might. Like that crisp.
It is nice.
Oh, it really is.
Anyway, so I ended up, me and Jay had each other on Snapchat. Yeah. And for some reason, we kept a 3,000-day streak or some crazy shit.
Yeah, the whole time it was like...
No, not 3,000.
Okay, we got to 900 and then we lost it. And then we got back to like 1,100.
Yeah. And then finally, when I moved to LA, I was like, I live in California now. Let me know if you're trying to hang out at any point. And then we hung out and then the streak went away because it was like,
yeah,
didn't matter. We were chilling.
Yeah, he kind of started coming down from LA randomly. We didn't hang out for like 2 years, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then he hung out here and then he ended up moving in.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool story.
Yeah. What else you got? What
I just
else
wanted
you got,
to let man? It happen. But yeah, Jay moved in here and he was a roommate here. And I wanted to, I don't know where we going.
No, but okay.
Because there's stuff I want to talk about with him being roommate too, but are we going like straight off the dome with that? Because it's not a Jay interview.
It's not, but we can just talk about, I was gone for like all of the roommate.
There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to talk about. We haven't done an episode.
Hey, what was your longest Snapchat streak before Tanner?
Ooh, or Tanner? I don't know. I think Tanner was the only one because that was like the one where I was like, I'm probably going to be like chilling with this fool at some point. But he's doing like all kinds of things. Like you were going to Australia and you were like traveling all the time and like doing all this crazy shit all the time.
Yeah, but for some reason, we just kept a Snapchat streak.
Yeah.
I didn't even keep Snapchat streaks like that.
No, I was not like a streaks person.
Neither am I, but somehow I have a 1,700-day streak with my friend Danny that got in our car accident.
You're still going crazy on the streaks, man.
Oh, I know. And then I have like a 1,600-day streak with some guy in Vegas named Ben. He's like used to be a professional BMX rider, and he's like not anymore. I have like streaks, bro. It's crazy.
Shout out Ben Perry, I guess.
Yeah, bro. That guy did 540 flare to the dome and was just never the same. Shout out Ben Perry.
You don't even know what you just said.
540 flare to the
540 flare to the dome.
540 are like, flare to the facts. Dome. Straight to the dome.
Straight to the dome. Straight out, right out of the bead, right out of the weld.
What's that from?
You.
My scooter deck crack.
Yeah, the first video on my YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. The District deck snap. Right out of the bead, right out of the weld.
That's a fucking random.
I didn't even know that came from Maverick. There was just like some circumstance where that was said, and I was like, what the
I say that for some reason. That's just not.
You're like, oh, yeah, right there, right on the bead, right on the weld.
I say that, bro. That's like a little. I throw in there, and some people get it. And it hits.
OG Maverick reference.
So what made you move in, and why did you move out?
So I was in film school. I was at LA, LA film school, and I was not having the time of my life.
Is it fuck college?
Yeah, it was just like super boring, and I felt like I was doing nothing.
Yeah, you were
especially when I came here for the first time, I was like, everyone in this house is my age and they're all so like successful already and they're just way ahead of where I thought I needed to be right now. And obviously there's a lot of people who like don't have the reference point of people like that that think that like, you know, chilling and doing nothing when you're 19 years old is like, you know, completely fine because like whatever, I'm 19. But like all these kids were my same age and they were super successful. And I was like, I need to figure out what these kids are doing. And
I think it was just Baird and Tanner.
Yeah. Like Baird and Tanner and Brady. And
what made him move in though? He kind of, I don't know. He's just one of those guys that he just got lucky and it just made sense.
Like, yeah. Of course.
There was never anybody planned on moving in here. I feel like.
Yeah. It was just like, I bet I could provide value.
Yeah. And you did.
Yeah.
You were a hustler and you were able to quit film school, which I thought was like, that was lit.
Yeah. Cause I was talking to my parents and I was like, honestly, I think like time and money wise, like there is absolutely no way that I would get more value out of film school than I would living at this house.
Yeah.
And being around these people every day.
What were you trying to be in film school? Just
I had some ambition to be like a film producer. And then the more I got into film school, the more I started to realize that like film set is really elaborate and involves a lot of people.
Fun.
And there isn't a lot of creative input for like from yourself.
At
like
all.
You don't really have a lot of control. Everyone has their own lane, and you do not
step out of that shit,
or else you're fired.
Yeah.
You know? So
my favorite thing about like you was because my idea, I did the whole roommate thing, and now I live by myself. I mean, we have people here all the time, staying here because it's in and out. Obviously, like you're staying here right now.
Yeah.
But the idea with like the roommate thing, a big part of it was people being able to like incubate success here, and you were like one of the like, I mean, compared to all the other roommates, like yourself excluded because we still doing shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But because you were also not really ever a roommate. If anything, now you're more of a roommate. But you were like
kind of crazy.
Yeah, you're right. But you're like the only one besides like Baird was already doing his own shit that like actually took something from this house. I don't know.
Yeah, this house was like the equivalent to my college degree. I came into this house with literally nothing. And then I left with like enough knowledge and enough experience to be able to get like a legitimate job somewhere. It was like without a college degree. Yeah. It was like living here was the equivalent of going to a college and getting a degree.
Why is that to you? Like, how was it the equivalent of a college degree? Cause obviously I was here. I know.
Yeah. But
that's like pretty fucking cool. Cause I feel like a lot of people maybe want to take that route of not doing the school thing. And it's like, I just want to be around the mix and learn and stuff. But then it's like, also what the fuck does that mean?
It's just being like, I would say like more vigilant and aware to what's going on in the world around you. And like, I feel like seeing YouTube and like how YouTubers film videos and how brands reach out to YouTubers to get brand integrations and how much that pays was like crazy to me because I never had even tried to look into the whole other side of not consuming content and like making it and being a part of it. And to me, I was like, oh, that's a completely different perspective, is to just look at what these people are doing.
They're already
and
doing.
Figure it out. And like
from the inside out,
become a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like all of the like marketing tactics and all of the like influencer marketing stuff that's going on and how brands have strict guidelines for what you need to post and how long an integration needs to be and all that stuff.
And you would be there firsthand, me complaining about these brands doing it wrong and you helping me with projects.
Yeah. And I just like knew that because I was seeing that some like that is some stuff that not everyone gets to see for sure. Like that is information that is kind of just tucked away. You really have to kind of go look for that kind of stuff.
Wait, what do you do now then for work?
Well, no, before we get there, it's interesting how he went from being you're at film school. You're going to school for film, came here. And then I feel like my strong suit is very much like making teams. So like I'm good at seeing what people are good at. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like the first thing that kind of like we started doing together was I realized you're a grinder. You have a good taste like for like, you know, schemes of like colors and theme boards, whatever it is, design, music, whatever it is, you got good taste. And then the job fit of you running the T-Fox brand Instagram. And then I pushed you heavily on that because we wanted to grow it. And I think there was some incentive there or something. I forget what we did, but like it was about you growing it. So you got to learn a fuck ton about how to grow a brand, how to engage and what works the best.
Like honestly, that was something that like it was like you could literally pay to get that experience. Like the fact that I was able to like run and build a portfolio of me running an Instagram page with 700,000 followers for however long I did.
Yeah, I think 8 months.
That's so important because you can go to somewhere and be like, I want to do social media marketing for you. And they're like, okay, so what have you done? And you're like, I just ran an Instagram page with 700,000 followers and I can tell you exactly how many products I sold with the posts I made. I can show you all the content I made. I can show you all the designs I did. I can show you all the marketing tactics I used, all that stuff. And like for someone that's coming out of school with a degree in marketing, that's crazy that
they don't even do that yet.
They're like, what have you done? And they're like, I just learned about it. I have nothing but my personal Instagram and I sat in class and learned about marketing for the last 4 years. And instead, just doing it.
Right.
And like Baird with dropshipping.
Baird's our other roommate who lived here. If you guys watch the old vlogs,
yeah, he put me on to dropshipping really hard, and then I was like starting my own dropshipping stores and selling products. I was like trying to pretty much do what he was doing, and along with that came like a lot of experience using Facebook targeted ads to sell products and things like that. And then pretty much as a collective of doing all of those things,
I was
just like,
I bet, side too.
Like, I've now kind of touched on every aspect of marketing and selling products online, and that's a literal job.
Yeah.
That's something that people do.
Yeah.
And so I was
and
like,
people pay
I
a lot of money for because there's not a lot of people out there exactly. with firsthand experience.
Exactly. So
come on, bro.
It was just
me.
It was pretty crazy. Like it was just there was an opportunity to do nothing and sit back and just kind of be like, this is crazy. I live, you know, with this kid who owns a DTR and he's a millionaire and I get to see all these cool people and do all this crazy stuff all the time. But instead it was like, I'm going to make this more valuable than school would be.
Take
and
advantage
I'm
of
use
it.
My
and
time,
you really
right?
did. And now you're working.
Yeah.
What are you working on now?
I work for a startup company. It's called TrueSync TV.
Shout them.
Woo. Yeah. Shout out TrueSync TV. We're a TV network for bars and restaurants.
They better give you a share bonus for that.
Yeah, for real. Hook me up with some equity. Yeah, they're a TV network for bars and restaurants. We play like action sports videos and all sorts of.
And what cool do you stuff. Do for them? Pretty much that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit different because we run like a targeted advertising network, but pretty much same stuff. Like I built Shopify stores online. I knew how to build websites. I knew how to run Facebook ads. I knew how to run Instagram pages.
This kid's 21 and, years old.
Yeah, they knew.
Right?
They, yeah.
21
yeah.
years old.
Just turned 21. Yeah. And I came to them. And I mean, it was kind of a long shot, but I was just like, if you guys are looking for someone to do marketing for you, like, let me know. And they were, sure enough, they were like, yeah, we're looking for a marketer. And I was like, listen, I don't really like, I can't tell you that I am a pro and I know this like the back of my hand, but like, here's all the stuff I've been doing. And I've had access to some crazy information and some crazy audiences and been able to do some, you know, pretty respectable work in the marketing and advertising field.
Now he's making it happen.
Yeah. And I made it happen and it worked out.
And you're going to continue to build relationships with these guys and keep building and keep building and keep building.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God knows where that takes you. But that's,
for real.
That's really cool. Where should we go next, bro?
Oh, that was pretty cool. I did not know that about Jay. I just thought you owned the Elon Smokes meme account.
Yeah, that was also like one of the part of the things for like building my internet marketing portfolio was even though it was just running a meme page and it really was like meaningless on the surface, like seemingly meaningless.
But you built an account.
The fact that I got an account 100,000 followers organically on any page is proof that I know how it
with
works.
With no face of any person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I just ran a meme account and I'm like, here's, you know how to build an audience. I know how to stay
multiple times
and I know how to do it. And I have pages and portfolios and case studies and everything to prove it. And
so someone trying to take your route, they're in film school right now. I'm like, this is not it. How would someone go, say they don't have a friend like Tanner, how would someone go about doing something that you're doing?
I mean, I would just say like more than anything, like even in the very beginning, I was, you know, reaching out to YouTubers and you put me in contact. But I mean, it didn't really matter necessarily that you put me in contact there. Just reaching out to people and like asking them to edit videos. Because I mean, I was like editing videos in Premiere. I was making my own videos. I've always been like interested in all that. So I knew the Adobe suite pretty well. And so like just reaching out to anyone and asking them to do and asking them if you can do work for them. Honestly, like just doing the work. Don't be tripping about how much you get paid. Don't be tripping about how much, you know,
it'll all work out.
Yeah.
Like, and then basically just try to get familiar with everything, like shop.
Just
like,
get experience. Just post. Just create stuff and do things for people. Don't worry about how much you're getting paid. Just gain the experience. Prove to someone that you know how to do something. Doesn't matter where you learn it. Doesn't matter where it came from. As long as you can learn something well enough to prove to someone that you know how to do it, that's all that matters.
You're low-key made for podcasting, bro. You're just so well-spoken.
I like that, too. I like that that mindset set and then that idea that you just got to make it happen. If you want it to happen, you got to make it happen.
Really quick before we move on, I'm not sure if you already did this, but we should touch on it again. Is the No Fox Given Clips channel.
Oh, I did not touch on that.
Guys.
The iTunes, Spotify.
Anyone listening, obviously, thank you for rating us on Spotify and iTunes, all that good stuff on the full-length podcast. But make sure you are subscribed to our No Fox Given Clips channel. There's a link down below. We post all the best, shortest segments of the long-form podcast in smaller segments. So we post like 8 to 10 clips per episode, anywhere from like 30 seconds to 8 minutes. Check it out, No Fox Given Clips channel. Seriously, the thumbnails, I mean alone, go check out the thumbnails and the titles. And if maybe you're in a rush and you don't have time to listen to the whole podcast, but you still want to get a little taste of it before you go check out the full episode,
The Clips. Clips is where it's at.
Clips channel, baby. Link in description. Make sure you guys go subscribe. Also, massive shout out to Nick Walton and Logan for just putting in work. Those are our editors on No Fox Given. They've been putting in work on that channel, and I would really appreciate you guys going to show some love to it. And even just check it out. Like, check it out. Shit's mad clean. Mad clean. And we also changed the profile picture here on YouTube and everywhere. It's officially me and Maverick. Before, in the beginning, for like, I don't know, we just made that shit real quick, and it was a profile picture of me.
Well, what made you do that change? Well, because I didn't even notice it until like Lindsay says, like, I never brought it up or even said,
I know. But I just, like, the more I want you to, I just feel like you're so used to things being mine that, like, you're just like, yeah, like, I'm helping you with this. Mm-hmm. And I think that's still where your head's been at with this, but I'm trying to make it very clear to you that this is our thing. Like, this is our show. That's like, even when in the beginning, when the guests would come, you would be like nervous. More than you still get nervous. I get nervous because it's like, oh shit, we're the hosts.
It's because I'm so used to just like watching someone see how they interact to see if like, okay, are they valid or are they just like
bugging,
you know what I mean? So like, that's what I'm used to. Whenever we go up to LA, I'm like always like, I'm just like people watching to see like, okay, is this guy like gonna be a real friend or is this guy gonna be just someone that just uses and then leaves?
No, but that's what I just always tell you is like this is your show. Like, they're coming on your show. I try to always like tell you that.
Yeah.
And then obviously you're getting paid now. Like, we got the pay thing going, figured out, because we're starting to be in the green, you know, on the podcast. That feels nice. So like, just, I don't know, making sure that you know that this is your show as much as it is mine. And we put in the same amount of work to it, same amount of thought, which you've been getting way better at.
Thank you.
You've been getting way better at, like, actually bringing on guests.
Well, we've been trying. I think it's helping
what I'm doing. I think it's helping what I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
Like, are you starting to realize that, oh, this is like my thing? You starting to feel like that more?
I guess.
Or like, because it is. Like, this is our show.
I mean.
Like, you're a host, I'm a host.
Yeah. I agree 100%. The only thing that kind of bugs me is like whenever I do like try to get a guest on. And
now, okay, that second time was fucking.
I know it happens in like, because I could. How I try to visualize it, like if I was in his shoes, I'd be like, oh, I can see how that would happen. And like, it's no one's fault.
Yeah.
But it's always just kind of like, okay, well, why do I try?
Yeah, okay, but that happened one time, two times, same person.
Yeah.
And the second time sucked because I had a trip planned for a month.
Whatever happened with that, bro?
No, but I'll tell you what happened.
On cast or off cast?
Well, this is what happened. So we were supposed to go to Ohio for Country's wedding.
Yeah.
Who is... I met him originally because he's Roman's ex-body manager.
He's a good guy.
What did I just say?
Body manager? Body manager?
He rates his physique. He's physique, 10 out of 10.
His ex-body manager.
Tanner's been looking at getting one of those, too.
His ex-bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
That's how I met him, Country. He invited me to his wedding like 2 months ago. I was really excited to go.
Yeah, because he's an old
friend.
Bought
my like wedding thing, all this stuff. We had our flights, hotel. I was going to go with my mom. And then we woke up at like 5:30 a.m. My mom had just got her second COVID vaccine. So she was like feeling shitty and she didn't want to go.
Okay.
And then I just had to tell Country that. And it's like, it sucks, but I feel like everything happens for a reason. And like,
it's kind of crazy your mom got that vaccine too.
I know. Yeah. She's fully vaccinated now. She got the second shot.
Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson?
No, I think she got Moderna.
Moderna. I haven't heard anyone
get
that.
Is that the other one?
Yeah.
Right? That's what it's called? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's the one she got. But yeah, so she was just feeling shitty because I guess you get sick after.
Well,
like,
I mean,
after the second one, like you get people get sick
because how vaccines work. To my knowledge, I'm no professional, but
Maverick is far from a professional.
But like, they give you a little dose of the virus so your immune system gets used to it, and then and then you can not get the
and
real
then
one.
When the real COVID shows up, your body's like, oh, I know what this is.
Exactly. Like, yeah. So
yeah, like any vaccine.
Oh, it makes sense.
But yeah, so ended up not going to Ohio. We could have filmed the podcast.
I know.
And I trained on Saturday, sparred, messed up my shoulder.
Well, how did that happen?
I don't know. Like, I was just like,
you just threw it out.
And I was just throwing. I guess I just threw it out.
You haven't been stretching well enough?
No, I really didn't, bro. I should be stretching better. Like, for real. That's probably part of the problem, to be honest.
Have you been getting more flexible, though? You know how you've seen, like, those athletes?
I've been getting more, like, tight, bro, because I'm getting more muscle, and I already have no body fat that, like, I'm just, my skin's getting tight, bro. Like, I, like, literally my arms.
Reverse stretch
marks. Noticeably?
To me, yeah. Like, when I get a pump, I feel, like, tight.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, like I just.
All right, we get it. You work out.
Yeah, no, but my shoulder was fucked up, and then today it's feeling a lot better. So I'm not like today when I trained, we just did conditioning. So I didn't like do any hitting pads or like wasn't doing heavy hitting or nothing because I wanted to get better.
Just did jump ropes and like running around the gym or something.
Did someone tell you what was actually wrong with your shoulder?
Running around the gym.
I don't know. Like what's conditioning?
It's like conditioning is there's like strength and conditioning because that's just like your get your body ready for the actual fighting stuff. So it's like that conditioning will help me with like the rounds and like
So stamina,
endurance, yeah. Stuff like that.
Cardio.
Yeah. So that's what I did today because it was less.
Did you get your shoulder looked at?
No, I mean I think it's pretty good. I don't know though.
It's kind of just like who goes to the doctor for anything.
But I feel like there's got to be like a trainer or something.
Like I can go to like a masseuse maybe.
Like when's the last time you legit like went to a doctor because like you felt seriously sick?
Yeah, I don't like going to the doctor, bro. I feel like they're just going to try to prescribe me
pills. Broke both my feet. I had to go to the doctor.
For true. That. Like bones, of course. Last time I went to the hospital was when I got stitches in my nuts.
In December. I feel like.
Yeah. So like, yeah, go to the hospital for that.
When there's absolutely no reason. But I've never been to like, you know what? My hip's not feeling very good. I should probably go to check that out.
Really quick. I just feel like someone listening right now is like, did he just say he got stitches in his nuts? Just really quick. I was in Utah. I was jumping on a pogo stick. I got way too confident. I tried to bar spin it. I ended up nutting myself and just obliterating myself. Go on YouTube and search. It's one of my more recent videos. How I split my manhood open.
Shameless
something.
Plug.
Go watch the video.
Yeah,
if you want to see.
Someone, it's gnarly. The video. He got the whole thing.
Bro, like my nuts were bleeding.
He showed me his nuts too.
I have a picture.
They were black and white, for sure, or black and blue, for sure. Got stitches.
You want to react?
Live reaction. I mean,
is that? Do I have your consent?
Am I about to just see a picture of your nuts right now?
Yeah. There's no dick involved.
But consent? Yes or no?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, he is 21. He can definitely see my nuts.
That's the age you turn. 21. That's the limit for seeing someone else's nuts.
I mean, at least 18.
I'm getting an ad on my photo vault thing, bro.
Keep it in the vault.
Hey, do you use DuckDuckGo at all?
What is that?
That's like that browser internet thing that doesn't hide anything. You know, Google like hides stuff from you. DuckDuckGo doesn't hide anything from you.
What?
Are you a conspiracy theorist at all?
I mean,
I'm not at all.
I've done like I've looked into it.
You can see the
really good
at the bottom, bro.
But I've also, oh my god. Dude, that looks like...
Its face is just disgusted right now.
It looks like when people put those like tiny cameras in people's intestines and like it looks like the inside of like...
This is purple, bro.
Ugh.
I already saw it, bro. We're good. We're good.
Camera? That just does not look like a good situation to be in.
Oh, dude. Wait, what the fuck?
Nah.
Yeah, that's bad.
So like...
It's... Yeah.
How did you realize... Was it like... Yeah, did you like reach down and like... Feel yeah, that there was blood, and you were like,
nut,
"Oh God, I gotta go to the hospital."
My left nut immediately got swollen, and then I was like holding it, and I took my hand out, and my fingers had blood on them.
You were you like, "Damn, still, I have some big
or
nuts"?
Were you like, past
no,
that?
It was one of the most horrendous pains I've ever experienced, bro. It was so bad. Like it hurt so.
Because like usually
bad.
It'd be going into your like lower stomach, right?
It felt,
but I feel like that's only like when you get like.
Bro, legitimately, I got an ultrasound on my left testicle like 2 weeks later. I'm not kidding, bro. Imagine someone stepping on a grape. Like, that's what my nut felt like for 3 or 4 weeks.
Stop, bro.
For 3 or 4 weeks, bro. Stop. It, like, reformed, bro. I went and got an ultrasound, and they said it's good. They were like, it's okay.
And you were, like, walking around, and you were doing shit?
Yes, bro.
Can nuts pop?
I thought I popped it. I was literally worried.
I think they can.
I was gonna save my sperm, bro, because I was like, what if I fuck up the right one?
What, is the right one the one that can produce kids?
Well, no, they both can. But like at this point, if I were to pop my left nut and only have one nut, I would save sperm.
of course.
So I was like genuinely considering that. So I went and got an ultrasound because like that would be so fucking sad.
Yeah.
But I ended up not popping it, so it was good. But I fucking hit that thing. So
imagine
hard.
Having one nut and then being like, yeah, pogo stick accident.
Yeah, pogo stick accident.
Pogo stick.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Try going to the hospital and telling them why you're there.
Oh.
When you show up to urgent care. Like, what are you here for? I split my nuts open on a pogo stick. And
was
I
the doctor
stitches.
That stitched you up a boy or a girl?
It was a girl.
Okay.
Yeah. That ain't changing a thought in your mind. Because you're like, I'm about to get stitches in my.
Yeah, I don't think you got time for sex.
If anything, I think it'd be worse if it was a girl.
You're not thinking about it. You're just like, fix my shit, please.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm in pain.
Yeah, people always say that.
It doesn't matter where it's coming from. Yeah. Like, I'm not thinking that way right now. Like, I'm just trying to get stitches in my nuts.
Yeah, that's what people always say. It's like, yeah, I'm just at the hospital, man.
Yeah,
I'm
bro.
Just at the hospital.
Yeah.
Hey, have you, you know those like famous baseball catches where that baseball like goes and the reporter catches it or the baseball player catches it?
Oh, like the
and it almost hits the news person?
Yeah, he'll.
Why are you bringing this up?
You know that's fake. That video is fake. It's a commercial. It's a Gillette commercial.
What? Wow. Give him free fucking clout.
Well, I'm just saying. I was watching like videos you didn't know
What's
were
your
fake.
Promo code, bro? Hey,
I don't got one. Hey, Gillette, please reach out. It's sponsor this podcast.
For real, please.
For real. Wait, what, bro? And Gillette had no intention of releasing just like, I'm guessing someone just released like that raw footage.
I mean, it worked because there's a huge Gillette banner in the background and you don't even notice it till like you realize it. There's a Gillette banner in the back.
But someone cut like only the part of the dude catching the baseball and like.
That's yeah. It. And so it's, I think that's a genius little commercial.
You had something to tell me.
I did?
Yes.
That was it.
What?
That was it. No, how many commercials are fake?
No, it wasn't.
What do you mean, no, it wasn't?
That's what you fucking hyped up?
That was... Are you disappointed?
We were in the car 3 days ago, and he goes, oh, I wish I could tell you something
That's it?
Because when I found that out, I was devastated. No, you're not?
This is really what you were going to tell me, bro? I thought it was like some groundbreaking shit.
You know David at the dentist, that video? David at the dentist? Yeah, he's like 20 years old now.
Yeah, I figured.
Isn't that crazy? What?
I would figure he's 20.
I didn't
20.
Think he was the same age.
What about Charlie bit my finger? I bet you that guy's like 20 years old,
too. That fool's probably older
than me. For real, bro.
That fool's probably older than me, bro. That video was uploaded in like 2007 or some shit.
Bet.
Charlie bit my finger.
That was like the first viral video I could remember.
Bro, I bet Charlie's like, yeah, he's like already deep.
25.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Charlie bit.
That's terrifying.
The baby. Think about the baby. Charlie.
The baby?
Yeah, we
that's
don't even know
baby.
The old
that's
guy.
My baby.
Hey, Tanner, how's your love life going?
You gotta.
How's your love life going, bro?
It's great.
What do you mean it's great?
It's fantastic.
Okay, you've been hanging out with this girl for like a month now.
Longer than that.
Longer than that?
I think it's almost been 2 months.
Oh. So, what's the criteria to make a girl your girlfriend?
Hanging out with them a lot.
So, like.
Make, I'm trying to rush nothing.
I know, of course not. But I mean, like. What's hanging out a lot? Like three, a year of hanging out and then?
Well, whatever the vibe be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I go with the flow always.
You go with the flow.
Yeah, I feel like you'd kind of get to a point where you'd be like, yeah, I think you're
like,
my girlfriend.
Yeah, this makes
a lot of sense. Do you get to the point where it's just like, kind of like, oh, I guess we're boyfriend, girlfriend? Or do you like ask them to be your boyfriend or girlfriend?
For sure, yeah. You have to ask.
Okay.
So, I feel like, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course, but I didn't know if you get to that point where it's just kind of like.
You wouldn't ask, you would just be like, we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Well, no, I feel like it'd be like. Like, be somewhere and you'd like call her your girlfriend, and then like if she
see how she reacts.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I feel like
you're at a dinner.
I don't know if you'd like hang out with like. I guess it would
like okay in this.
If
scenario,
you were hanging out with a girl for a year, like you just said, like I don't know. You said I don't know how.
I just go
you're
with the vibe.
Out with a girl for a year, and like you guys are clearly doing boyfriend and girlfriend shit all the time.
And like then, you're like, pretty exclusive.
And then you like obviously. Look at them one time, and you're like, "So are you my girlfriend?" And she's like, yeah, I thought so. And you're like, oh, okay, I'm just checking to make sure. You know?
Are you not supposed to ask? I thought you like, I
yeah,
thought
but,
that's like a, I thought that's like, okay,
I feel
we're
like
dating.
It's like a situational
like, we're
awareness.
Dating
but
right now.
Are you dating exclusively? Or
yes,
are you dating?
Dating exclusively.
So what's the difference between dating exclusively and boyfriend, girlfriend?
True. But there's no official strings.
What's an official string in your head?
Saying, will you be my girlfriend?
What's holding you back?
Why are you pushing me, bro?
I'm not.
I just told you.
I just want to know how the criteria works.
The criteria is that, like, I literally go with the flow of life at all times. Like, literally at all times.
What, like, so?
Like, I DM'd this girl in, like, beginning of February. And then, like, I just didn't DM her back for, like, a month and a half. We just we're not talking. And then it just, like, happened to vibe that, like, something in my brain. Like, I feel like my brain just kind of tells me what to do at the right times. And I was like, oh, I should actually pursue this one.
Okay.
And then I did. And then I'd be vibing. It's been great.
Have you met any of her family yet?
I'm keep vibing. And then we're going to see what's up.
Okay.
Are we learning?
All right. Can we switch subjects?
You can switch subjects you want.
What do you want to switch?
It's
to?
Your show, Maverick.
Okay.
It's literally your show.
I don't know what a good way to segue this other than Coda got the crypto hacks, bro.
What is this?
Coda, bro. Dakota Shoots.
What are you doing right
now? Can we also briefly just touch on Coda for a sec? Just like acknowledge the fact that he's been in the Middle East.
No one knows any of this.
Yeah, what's crazy? Okay, shout out to Coda. Okay, he's Coda Shoots. God of a human
Coda
being.
Coda's like hardly a real person.
Yeah, robot, for sure.
He's like a story.
But where he was telling me about his Middle East experience.
I feel like you got to give background, bro.
Okay, Dakota Shoots is a professional scooter rider. And
legend. We've known him for like 10, 15 years.
Best four-time world champion, the best of the best, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll claim it. No one's better than him, legitly. This man posted on a story, screenshots of Shiba Coin, and he said, the next big thing, just watch. And then it skyrockets the next day from 12 cents or 12th of a cent to 98th of a cent.
Is that less?
No, or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. 98th to a 12th, bro.
It went from 000, four zeros, and then 1, 2, and it went from four zeros to 98.
It's up 100%.
Yes. Oh, over 100%.
Way over 100%.
Simplified. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like up 100%.
More than that.
Just crazy. And then the next day he says, you like my crypto advice? And then he says another one to buy. I didn't even look at the other one, but I was just like, how did this guy?
I notice I do this thing every time there's like one of those stupid hype coins on the internet that I see it enough where I'm like, this is probably one of the next ones. Like this will actually work. And then I never buy it.
Oh, I know. Because it's so
it's
much
hard to, bro.
It's so much
it's like,
loops.
What is this?
You can't just go to Coinbase and buy it. You have to go to some BitMart. What's the other one?
Some boof. Like, yeah. Not boof, but like just some random shit where you're like, is this trusted? And it's got
and
like,
just and it's like dude, I don't want to be having like seven crypto.
It's got
wallets.
Like 600.
Like, I just want
reviews?
Everything in one place, bro. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, here's some app that I like have $1,000 in that I just forgot about.
Yeah,
like,
I did that, bro. I did that in 2017.
Yeah.
With Coinbase?
With
that
a
was
a fuck ton of Ripple, bro.
Like, I'm not just trying to have like eight different crypto wallets.
Bro, you know how much Ripple
I
is?
I had Ripple. I bought hella Ripple like 2017, bro. I fucking lost the account because I swear like Binance or some shit turned into like
Yo,
Coinbase
that shit's
Pro.
Probably
bro.
Printing right
You
now.
Were probably a millionaire on that account.
Maybe. I also had like NeoCoin, like all this shit, bro.
Dude, you gotta find a way.
It's gone. I looked for like a long time.
It's gone.
It was like, I swear it was like Binance or some shit, and then Binance turned into like Coinbase Pro. And, like, I don't know. It just is lost.
Oh my god.
That's terrifying, bro. Yeah. I hope that didn't happen to anyone else. It
no, because what happened to that guy with that Bitcoin account that
he couldn't get into his wallet?
Yeah, we've all heard about this.
Yeah.
Cryptocurrency. That shit crazy, though. So much opportunity there. I'm still, like, learning a lot about it.
I still think...
The whole, like, taxing thing, too, is kind of crazy.
That's I just feel, like, hesitant. Like, especially, like, I know that Coda be on some like otherworldly money moves shit, but like at the same time, it's like, dude, if I listened to every single crypto call out that I ever saw and like bought them all, I'd be like just spreading my money into eight different places and just losing it.
But I feel like Coda's way more valid when it comes to that. Coda's because Coda's hanging around those like
the motherfuckers that know.
Yeah, he's hanging around those billionaires.
He's with some dude who's like, I just made $1 billion off of this.
Coda heavy knows like crazy crypto guys.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I feel like I would rather like if someone tells me to buy something, like I'll do due diligence beforehand to like make sure it's something I actually want to buy before I'm just like, oh, they said so.
Yeah. And then also everyone's trying to pump their shit, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
Of course. Yeah. Hey, what makes you not do integrate crypto into your brand?
Like
T-Fox brand, and then you can buy merch with crypto. I can do it as like 20% cheaper.
I think it just comes down to like, I don't know, prioritizing like actually doing that. Like if I wanted to do that, I would like work on it for a couple hours.
I think that is I don't know if I'm giving away gold right now, but like gold ideas right now. So if another YouTuber is watching this and beats Tanner to it, but I think that's so genius to just start
making
crypto an actual thing.
What's like, why would you?
I agree with you. I agree with you.
But yeah. I mean, at the same time, like, because the only thing that I don't understand is like a car dealership that accepts Bitcoin, right? You pay for the car in Bitcoin. Why would the car dealership not just immediately cash that out?
Because
like what?
Because maybe they believe in it.
Yeah. Or like say like think about like if you put all your savings right now into Ethereum and that was your choice. Eventually, yeah, there's going to be days of dips. But so far, Ethereum has just been going up like crazy.
Yeah. But like there's no like. like it has been going up, and like obviously because it's been going up, like it seems like a really good idea. But like obviously there is not
crypto.
There isn't like a world where it just like it's not like it's not a possibility for it to just lose all of its value.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yo, the other day, Maverick, let me tell you.
What?
Are we over crypto right now?
Yeah.
I think we're getting bored. I think the people, their retention was getting a little, I was losing myself a little bit there. I started getting bored.
Yeah, Mateo's nodding off.
Talking about crypto coins. However, in a previous podcast episode, Maverick, we shit on Lazy Dog of Temecula.
Yes, we did.
What is this?
Lazy Dog is a restaurant. It's in the mall. It's at the mall.
Okay.
And me and Maverick went there, and it was like this story.
They have great huckleberry beers.
Bro, so we went there, got some edamame, some spicy edamame. I swear, bro, I've been going there, and I swear this like waitress there doesn't like me from like previous times going there. I don't know. So she was serving me and Maverick, gave us like the spiciest fucking edamame, right? We end up just like eating it for some fucking reason. I mean, it was like the most fucked up shit
like
we've ever
fucked,
ate.
Bro.
Like insane. Like they put so much fucking gnarly peppers on this. It never tastes like this before. But we like, I don't know. We just kept eating it.
Well, because we didn't want, like, who can't finish edamame? That's all
we
ordered.
We don't want to be like bitches. I don't know. I don't know what we were thinking. We just, like, didn't want
to. I'm still hungry. I paid for
so
it.
So we're like, fuck it, I'm just going to get through this. Right? But it was bad. Anyways, we come on here. We're like, yo, fuck Lazy Dog. We're like, yeah, fuck.
Did they reach out to us?
Lazy Dog out. We're not going there no more. At least the one in Temecula. And then I'm like, with my butane. And we're like, oh, we'll go to Lazy Dog. Bad idea. I don't know what I was thinking.
After you just shitted on it, okay? They're probably going to spit your food, bro.
I went back. Anyways, long story short, I got like food poisoning or something, bro. But I puked up everything when I got home.
It was on site like that?
I puked, bro, like an hour after I got home. Everything. I'm not even playing.
Yo, like Lazy Dog, I'm sorry, bro. Bad PR. It's not even. Come on, dude. Like,
no, back to back, bro. I canceled them. On my own shit, I was like, I'm not going there. And then I went.
Why? Should we Lazy Dog?
I think we should.
At this point.
Bro, you think that was intentional, bro? You think they did that to you on the low? Or do you think it was just like,
I just think it looks, overall. I think poor quality of Lazy Dog restaurant. Like, I don't know.
Poor quality Lazy Dog restaurant.
Hey, okay. Can we talk about,
I don't think Lazy Dog is fucking terrible, but like, after those two bad experiences, back to back, bro.
How are you going to eat it again? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, is Bam Margera coming on this podcast?
I fucking hope he is, bro. Bam Margera, he's from he's from Jackass too, but he had a show before.
Well, yeah, it was Viva La Bam. Y3K or Y2K? Y2K. Yeah.
Absolute legend. Like if you know him, you know him. If you don't, you don't. But like, dude, that'd be so, when he DM'd me, bro, I was like,
because Bam was one of the original guys I had on the list. It was like, when like, who should we do podcasts for? I was like, Bam Margera is right there on that list.
Yeah. He's a legend.
Oh, 100%.
And like action sports legend too.
Yeah.
Like that was like part of my childhood.
That's like Rob Dyrdek level of person.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
That would be clean.
Yeah. So what's with that? Like, so you're just like,
I just gotta go meet up with them. They're in Encinitas in San Diego.
Okay, they live here?
Yeah.
For some reason I thought they lived in like,
no, he just went up and filmed with Danny Duncan. Speaking of Danny Duncan, he's officially off the YouTuber card.
Why?
Oh no, he said he's working on bigger things.
Well, I mean,
that's what he said, though. But I get it.
That guy is so,
I get it. He's honestly doing bigger things. Like, if I was him, I wouldn't be stressing on.
He probably just did not vibe with like how it's all getting set up.
I could see that. I could see that for sure. Yeah, but he's out. That kind of sucks. I feel like a lot of people were excited for his fight.
Yeah, I know. I was. But then the guy who was supposed to fight was supposed to be Taylor Holder. And then what happened with that?
Taylor Holder's fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's he fighting?
Anis and Gibb.
Oh, Gibb.
Let's run down the fighters real quick, and I just want to get your guys' opinion on who you think is going to win all the fights, okay?
Okay.
Main card, Austin versus Bryce Hall.
Austin, please. Austin, please win.
You want Austin to win?
Oh, yeah. YouTubers.
How big is Austin?
He's like 6 foot, 175.
Then again, I have no idea. Bryce Hall's a scrapper.
Like Bryce Hall's
Austin ain't
wide.
A scrapper.
Austin's more of like, okay.
But is Austin like significantly taller than him? I mean, I feel like I've seen Bryce Hall.
Bryce Hall's not a bad height.
Yeah.
I don't know. Austin's bigger than him.
Yeah.
So who do you think?
I feel like Bryce could probably, like, I don't know
Bryce
if I necessarily
Hall's a scrapper,
want Bryce
bro.
To win, but I feel like Bryce could definitely, like, easily knock him out.
All right.
Bryce is a scrapper, but I want Austin to win.
All right. Taylor Holder. Okay, I'm going to say me. Fuck, I really don't know because I know both of them and actually really don't feel like I have a grip on who I think will win. But I think Austin's going to win. Because YouTube.
It's his own thing, too.
YouTube. Like, I just think Austin's, like, for real putting it work. But, again, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, Taylor Holder, Anesson Gibb.
Taylor's
gonna take it. Like,
Taylor
sure.
looks like a unit,
tank,
bro.
Bro.
He is a unit, bro.
But it is weird because like Bryce and Taylor both, they're like huge, but like it really.
No,
I
Taylor's
feel like it doesn't
boxer,
really
though.
Matter to where like. Can you use your strength to like deliver a good
Taylor's gonna take it because he's a boxer.
No, Taylor.
Right. Oh, Taylor boxes?
Yes, for like 6 years.
Oh, what?
He's gonna shit on the game.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's gnarly too. Oh, everyone's like scared to spar him and shit, bro. No one's to spar Taylor. He's just like good.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. Deji versus Vinny Hacker.
Deji.
Really?
He's got experience.
I don't know who Vinny Hacker is.
I know Vinny. He's from the Hype House. Okay, I've like hung out with him.
Can I see a picture of him?
He's younger. He's a younger kid, but he's like he's got a good build, and he did like Muay Thai, and like crazy shit. So he got like a combat sport background a little bit, I believe. But like I'm taking Vinny Hacker. He's younger. I think he like I don't know. I think he wants it more than people think he does. He did a really good job. The marketing on the fight is interesting too because everyone's kind of taking different routes.
I'm going Deji.
And
oh, yeah.
Vinny, in his interview, he was, like, so humble. Everyone was just, like, I seen, like, all the comments in his interview of, like, a paparazzi. He's like, oh, you know, it really depends on how hard I work, blah, blah, blah. Like, and it depends on how hard he works. Yada, yada.
Oh, he's just a good guy.
That's a terrifying, like, angle to take there.
The good guy
like,
angle.
If you're the good guy angle, and then, like, you go in there and, like, whoop his ass, and it's like,
fuck. Damn.
Like, you really deserve that.
But also, I mean, fair enough, though. He's not a boxer either. He, like, doesn't know.
Yeah. I'd just kind of be intimidated by my opponent if he was like, Deji's a good guy, and I think he has a good equal chance of winning, and I'm just going to work as hard as I can. I'd be like, damn, bro,
I got
how
Vinny.
Hard
Who
is this
got?
Kid working?
Vinny.
Deji still.
Damn. All right. Next one, I think, is FaZe Jarvis versus... Just Mako, like this dancer kid on TikTok, dancing kid.
FaZe Jarvis
is going to take it. I know for a fact.
That guy just looks like a unit, bro.
FaZe Jarvis looks like a unit?
Yes, bro.
I mean, bro, his jaw, bro, just looks...
He's working, bro.
Okay.
He's a beast. FaZe Jarvis is going to take it.
Yeah, I'll take him.
All right, last one. Tanner Fox versus Ryland Storms.
Tanner Fox.
I don't know. It's Tanner Fox for sure.
Don't say that because it's me, though.
No, because like I just know Tanner's work ethic at the end of the day. And Ryland ate outworking you.
We don't know that.
I just don't want you to lose.
Well, of course not.
Period.
But, like, since you don't know any of the other fighters, act like you don't know me.
Okay.
You still the same answer?
I just don't. Like, bro, Ryland is... I don't even know him.
Yeah.
Like, what's his body language
I know,
like in person?
I know Ryland. That's the thing.
Is he come off
bro,
of a confident guy?
Bro, and I also
guy?
Know that Tanner is, like, literally more than anyone I know, someone that hates to lose. Hates to lose.
Yeah.
I know you hate to lose.
Inside. I won't admit that I do, but I
definitely do. Bro, like...
I feel like even though, like, the whole time you're like, yeah, like, I don't really care about the fight that much, whatever. Like, you're training, and, like, you're going to do your absolute best to make sure you don't lose. And especially when, like, your adrenaline is pumping, and, like, you're actually about to fight this kid. Like, bro, I believe that, like, you would literally, like... get mangled before you, like,
no,
call
like, when
on
me,
this kid.
When me and Tanner are just playing ping pong, easy sport of ping pong. If I beat Tanner, it's like, let's run it again.
But there's no running it again.
Let's run it again.
There's no running it again.
And then once Tanner wins, I'm done. And you're not a win. I'm done. And you're not a win. And it's just like, bro, you can't do that.
Like, bro, as much as you know, you're like, oh, like, it's like boxing. I'm probably not going to, like, continue to box. And this is kind of like a one-time thing. I know that you're going to try as hard as you can to win. For sure.
Yeah. No, but I also, like you were saying, is Ryland, like, he's just a super chill kid. Like, he's a skater. You know, he's like, we grew up the same. He's a skater kid.
Yeah, but is he, like...
He's also taller than me. He has a little bit of weight on me, I believe.
Does he have the same facilities as you?
Facilities?
Yeah, like training and...
I really don't know. Like, I just
don't know. You don't
know
what he's up to.
That's the thing. Like, everyone's got their different, like, marketing thing. And I don't know, me personally, like, me and Ryland have, like, talked briefly, but to me, it just seems like he doesn't really care about the whole thing. And, like, again, he covered for Nick, which, like, made me a little less excited because, like, I don't know. And, like, again, I'm still taking it because it was like, okay, well, I signed up for this. So, yeah, like, still, I still want my thing. So I'll fight, whoever the fuck you give me, I guess. But it seems like he doesn't really care either because, again, he filled in for Nick Austin. So I don't know what we're doing with our promo stuff, I guess.
I guess would you rather fight Ryland or Caleb? Kale.
Kale would whip my ass, bro. He's, like, 40 more pounds than me.
Okay.
Bro, so, Kale was a unit before.
That's why we didn't fight Kale, because he's just a way out my weight thing, and they can't do that.
No, Kale was a unit. That would just
be downright unfair.
No, Kale was a unit like when I saw him like last summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's always been pretty big.
Yeah, he is a unit.
And now, no, wait, you forgot Kale versus
It did
versus
not surprise
who?
Me that he got the undercard.
Yeah, but.
Who's winning the undercard?
My fight, bro. Talking about my fight, bro.
We get it. You're going to win, bro.
No, but I guess is there any, I don't know. We never talk about it on here.
Are you, like, I feel like, obviously, Fox, you
first
know
round
you're going to
win.
What is it?
Are you going to get first hypnotized round. Before
are,
the fight?
People are betting me on me.
Oh, yeah. I have a couple friends
what the
that,
fuck?
That bet. I have one
That's
of my friends.
Like, oh, my God.
Shout out Mitch
you're
Flores.
Betting on me?
Bet like, two why? Grand on Tanner.
No way, bro. I put $100. Tanner Fox versus round TKO.
100K, not two bands?
Come on, bro. You get two bands on me?
Actually, I don't know if I'd bet
How confident
that you
are
would
you
knock him out. But I bet that you would, like,
win.
Be a better boxer after however many rounds. Like, when if it comes down to, like, judges scoring it, I bet that you'll be, like, a more consistent, better boxer.
I think Tanner's going to, like, not get tired. I think that's what's going to come down to, endurance.
I don't think you'll get knocked out. You might.
Again.
Like, Tanner doesn't take a
that's
hit,
why, that's why you need to buy the fucking tickets. Because it's YouTubers versus TikTokers, and you're going to find out.
Yeah, go to Miami.
Wait, who do you think's gonna win the undercard then?
Yeah, I like getting hit.
You do? Like, literally, you... How many times have you smacked at the skate park?
Yeah, every time I spar, whenever I get hit, I'm like...
Dude, the amount of times you've looked at me and gone like this. Hey. Like, hey, bro. Hey, bro, what you doing, bro? Hey, bro, what you doing? And now you're gonna, like, actually know how to do that, which is a little terrifying, but... Literally. I'm actually excited to watch it, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for it to be over too. Man, this boxing thing too, it's no joke amount of work.
Oh, I know, bro, it's taking over Tanner's life. I like can't even hang out with bro.
I know. I'm just waiting for this shit to be over, to be honest.
I'd be lonely on weekends now. I'm like, Tanner's training.
Yeah, and I got on my, the grind.
And I got the girl now.
Yeah, bro. Double.
I got my own shit. Finally.
Making me double lonely.
Hey, but you got your girl and you've had her.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm fucking
Yeah, you're
like, yeah, I'm here too.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you talking to your girl? I'm gonna tell you mine.
Yeah, you caught up. Nice
yeah,
job.
I caught up. I did catch up. It feels good. You know, I got
so she is your girl.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
I would say so, yeah. But it's again, there's different words, bro.
Different words. My girl and girlfriend.
There are.
Two different words.
Yeah, for real.
For real.
Yeah.
For real. It's like the nods.
True.
Or like.
Oh, guys, just
hey,
know.
Hey.
How'd you feel about the Logan Paul and Jake Paul conference or Floyd Mayweather conference?
I think they did a good job bringing awareness to the event. Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh. Do you think Floyd was kind of like capping about how mad he was, or do you think Floyd was actually that mad when Jake stole his hat?
I feel like Floyd's for sure butthurt. And this is what's
oh, really?
Also crazy to me.
I feel like who, like...
I don't know, though. I guess it's for marketing. He's a businessman.
Yeah. He's smart enough to realize.
Also, it's like...
I mean, like, think about, bro. Like,
Jake kind of fucked on him. Don't you think?
Well, he could have said something like, nah, I don't need you good. Looks
well,
like you need
I don't
your
think
hair
saying,
sucks or something.
I don't think saying gotcha hat is like fucking
Jake got punched in the
I
face.
I know. Gotcha hat, a little cringy.
Jake got punched in the face by a security guard for real.
Oh, yeah. He got his ones from it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that brought good hype to the event.
I know. And he got banned from the
event. But, like, I don't feel like Floyd Mayweather genuinely goes home and is like, oh, I just got shit on by Jake.
I think he does.
No way.
Because Floyd Mayweather. Think of how big that
He kicked his fiance
bro,
out of his house.
Is literally like. Bro. Another tier of human being, bro.
Yeah, but
like,
think about how... Don't you think he has a big ego?
Oh, huge.
Yeah, but like, if he gets shit on by Jake Paul, like...
Don't, wouldn't you be mad if you had a big ego and you
bro,
thought you were
like,
big dick in the town?
Like, one of the greatest boxers in history, bro. Like, no. I don't care if Jake Paul shits on me. Maybe. I don't know. Now you got me thinking about it.
Right?
Bro, like, imagine if your ego... Like,
so this is the thing, though.
Your
now,
ego's on the line.
Now that he's mad, though, he's gonna, like... I think there's a potential, like, think about it. He could do whatever he wants with Logan in the ring, I feel like.
Oh, no, but yeah.
Again,
no,
how, I get how Logan's,
with the ring,
Logan's marketing.
I do not
like, what if
believe what? He will knock out Logan. Like, if he wins, it's going to be because he outboxed him just by scoring
really?
Better points. That's the only way Floyd will win. And I think the only way Logan will win is if he knocks him out. And there's a...
You think there's a way Logan wins?
Oh, knocking him out. Bro, Logan is a...
Logan's just a master marketer.
He knows what he's doing.
He's in his head.
Like, knock out
I agree,
Floyd
though.
Mayweather, bro.
This is the thing, though.
You're going to yes. knock Floyd Mayweather
hey, he
out.
Speaks a fair argument, though, because it's like, yeah, what if?
No, that's
what
that's
if?
How Logan will win, But if Floyd wins for whatever reason, it's just going to be because he outboxed Logan by just scoring the points.
I don't think so. I think it's either going to be, like you said, Logan wins, obviously the what if factor, or it's going to be like Floyd literally dances with him and does whatever he wants and treats him however he wants in the fight.
Yeah, it's just going to be just outboxing him, not knockout punches.
But bro brought up the wife beating thing in the Logan said he beats his wife. In the press conference, I think that got under his fucking skin, bro. Who wants to be called that in front of a bunch of people in real life, let alone a live stream?
I know.
That's what I was thinking about.
Oh, man, that's a L.
He said, nah, Floyd's 51-0. He beat his wife. Isn't that fucked? Like,
yeah, I mean, foul. Floyd deserves it. But
Floyd be mad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And think about Floyd kicked his fiance out. We saw the articles.
But, like, think about it. He's done he's working 50, now. Press, 50 press conferences, man. Like, he's kind of used to getting shit on in a press conference.
I don't think McGregor ever brought up him beating his wife.
Maybe they did. I don't know. Anyways, it's gonna be entertaining now because there's two factors we want to see, and either way, it's gonna be entertaining. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Either way, the fight goes to be entertaining. I think it's gonna be.
And either way, it's gonna sell.
Oh, I know. I'll be
curious.
Tickets.
I'll be curious. Also, I'm curious because now this fight is 6 days before my fight at the same stadium.
Yeah, how is that going to work? Do you think that's
also lit, I guess, in itself a little bit.
Do you think that's going to ruin sales, though?
I think so. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, because then it could mean that a lot of people are in Miami already.
But also...
Oh, but they'd have to, like...
I mean, because, like, I don't know, though, because it's like, fights are entertaining as fuck in, like, two big events. Hell yeah, I want to watch both of them.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean? If I was
and everyone, I feel like, in Florida is, like, let's just get a bunch of people in one place. I'm down to go wherever it is. As long as we just get, like, way too many people up in one spot, I'm down.
Yeah. And it's a live sporting event for real.
Yeah.
So that's dope.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even think about that. I got to do a meet and greet, bro.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Last meet and greet you did in Australia?
Years.
No, it was
2017 tour. 2018 tour.
2018 tour. What? Do you not like doing meet and greets? Is that why you haven't done them in a while? They're just a lot of work.
To be honest, I really love meeting people and like I'll give some of my conversation. I think that it just gets so like it actually drains me and like I can't even explain it. But after you meet people for like 6 hours straight, you just naturally get depressed for like a couple hours.
And it
hours.
Can't be like super genuine after a while. It can't be
But
like,
I also like, want to make it and I think there's a pressure of like I owe that person my like time because to them it's 5 minutes. To me, it's like a 6 hour thing.
Yeah, like they've been watching.
I want to give everyone the equal 5 minutes. So I think it's just like a lot, and I try to do a really great job. But that's just like comes down to not making the meet and greets like too overwhelming, I feel like. But it's like I love meeting fans, especially out in public. Like I always say, I feel like when I meet my fans, it's like I meet my friends. Like I'm like, oh, what up, bro? Like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? Yeah. Oh, you just chilling? Oh, hell yeah. Hey, good to see you. I'll probably see you around. Like it's just I just like see my homies out. So I don't know. I'm excited to do it this time because it's been so long. But I wouldn't at all say I don't like it. I love so many parts about it. It is taxing in some ways, of course, which unless maybe you do it, it would be hard to understand how that would be taxing. But like, yeah, I just like, I don't know.
It was so much. I remember that 2017 tour. It was so much fun.
Yeah, that's.
I guess I had no responsibilities other than just have fun.
I guess after that tour, that's when we got the house. And then we were kind of busy staying here. And then I kind of just liked being a homebody. And then COVID happened.
Did you really cop this house at 18, huh?
Yeah, right when I turned 18, I moved here. Or 3 months after. Legend. 4 months after. Legend. Now I'm getting ready to move, too.
Where are you moving?
Hopefully this year.
This year.
In the summer, towards the end of the year. I want to change up the scenery and get a new house for videos. I'm really heavily leaning towards getting a massive property somewhere East San Diego, in between Temecula and San Diego. And then I want to get like a house that I like live at closer to the water. And it's like my home that I live at.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where I'm like leaning towards the direction, but I really want the property for like the super tramp and the mini ramp and the skid pad and like just a place where we show up, we make sick ass videos and we actually have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
We don't live here.
Yeah, because when you live here, it gets kind of, if you're not in the headspace where like, I need to film a video, I need to have fun, it gets kind of like depressing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and just like.
And because no one wants to be a part of it.
Bro, and that was one of the like things from living here that was like so crazy was like, realizing how, like,
you're on and
people,
you're not on.
People, I feel like I come from a place, like, especially in Colorado, like, it just wasn't really like that. Like, people weren't really that aware of like, what, you know, being an influencer looked like and, like, how it's, like, an actual legitimate business. Like, for anyone that thinks that, like, you're just creating content and having fun all the time, that's exactly what.
It's not happening.
That's exactly what it's made for you to think. But like also at the same time, it's just, it is a grind. And like, it's also like,
it's like being
people don't understand that like it's so crazy to like wake up and like you have to come up with these video ideas, and that's like your whole job. Like that is your source
and
of
then
income.
That is like
what you're supposed to do.
It.
Yeah, and like executing on it, and
sorry,
like
about a sneeze.
Being able to like nail what people want, and that's like all you. You just have to like come up with that. And you have to plan it, and you have to shoot it, and you have to get all the equipment,
well, the
and you have to find the people. And
people
like,
have bosses, and the bosses say, do this.
Yeah.
But then...
But it is literally, like, honestly, so much more of a structured business than you would imagine. Like, Tanner's, like, YouTube channel, like, is not just Tanner Fox. It's like if Tanner Fox was an advertising audience, because, like, when you're getting subscribers, when you're getting views, it, like, people pay to put shit on billboards
because
they know there's going to be 10,000 people driving by it every single day.
Same way, if
they know that 100,000 people are going to see your ad, then they'll pay you for it. And like you're basically just building an audience to advertise to, and like that's the business model
around people, doing shit that actually is like,
yeah,
you're like doing.
You're making entertainment.
Yeah,
it's like if you were a TV network, but instead of having 150 employees and like having a studio and all this stuff, you are just one individual that owned the entire TV network. And when they write you a check to CBS saying, I want to run my Ford Focus ad on your network, instead of that being put into the company and then, you know, spread out to 100 other people, thousands of other people, and, you know, constantly being divided, it's like, I'll just give you the check. And you have the same audience as people on TV, as TV networks. And it's just one, like a sole proprietor of that check, which is like absolutely absurd. But people don't understand that like so many people are making crazy money,
well,
but they're like,
everybody.
How are they making so much money? Like, how is this kid a millionaire? It's unfair, you know? But it's like, dude, when you have the audience of the Super Bowl watching your YouTube video, you get paid the Super Bowl ad for it, you know?
Yeah, facts. No, I agree.
Like, it's not unfair. It's
crazy
how it works.
Because like, I grew up just like, yeah, that's normal. And then like Jay grew up like that's so crazy that someone gets paid that much. And then me growing up from you, like when I was like 18, you're 16, you're like, oh yeah, I got a brand deal for $9,000. I'm like, oh, okay. Like that's how much brand deals are, $9,000. Oh, I got a brand deal for $20,000. Oh, I guess it got up.
Yeah, my cousin Lindsay, she like became an influencer and moved to San Diego, and now she's a IndyCar driver.
We mentioned her in the Haley Deegan podcast.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You heard about it?
Yeah, she's a Indy.
Wait, you. Wait.
Yeah, bro.
The same girl. This is Jay's cousin. You know, we were.
Haley was low key beefing with her a little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
Okay. Just well,
a little bit of shit was thrown.
It don't matter. Don't matter.
I hear shit about. I mean, people. It was funny because early on, it was like people would like send me her Instagram posts and be like, yo, look at this chick. And I'd be like, I know, bro.
It's my cousin.
My fucking cousin. And then like,
it's my cousin.
But now it's like, she's like graduated college and all this stuff, and she's an IndyCar driver. And like the whole time, like everyone in my family, bro, like coming from a family of people who sell tires, like a bunch of like commercial tire salesmen and like, you know, just like a bunch of like people who like really like, what's the internet, you know? Can you make a bunch of money on there? I don't know.
Of course.
And I'm just like, yo, Lindsay has a million followers. Like, I guarantee you
she has a million?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was like, I guarantee you she's making money. And everyone's like, bullshit, well, how?
How?
And I'm like, that's how it works.
Yo.
Like, you be making money on the internet like crazy. Like, do you guys not understand that she's probably making money?
Hey, but some people just
want
to watch
no.
that shit, bro.
They're like, what's she going to do, like, for a job? And I'm like, bro, she has one. Like, hello?
Yeah.
Like, she's already good.
She's, yeah.
And they're like, really? And then, like, she finally got some, like, article in Forbes, and they were like, oh, it is legit. And I was like, are you kidding me? It took you this long? I want to talk about what you plan on doing with the 240 drifting.
That's just, like, going to hopefully just make more track days whenever it's, I don't know, start getting out to the track more. That's the idea.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Get the stuff, start gravitating towards the track more.
Yeah.
Start getting to do more driving stuff.
That'll be sick.
Yeah.
Once I have a drift car, I would love to come drift with you guys.
I don't even know so what having a drift car is like anymore.
Yeah, Maverick's fucking drift car
been in the
shop.
For so long. Yeah.
He won't come back.
What do you got to do?
He's experiencing my life now for the first time.
So I need to get my car tuned. So I went to this great tuner, supposedly, right? This great tuner. Everyone in LA is recommending him. Great audience. I don't want to even say his name because it's low key. I'm mad at him. But He's like, okay.
If he, sorry, man, if you would have done the drift car on the day you said, we would have plugged you.
We would really would have.
We would have.
100%. I would have been happy, grinning ear to ear, because I'm sure he does amazing work. But
yeah, but he don't need you, bro. Whatever.
Okay, but he's like, yeah, the car will be done Friday. So go Friday. He's like, I said it might be done Friday. And I was like, oh, I misunderstood. My bad. So I drove all the way to LA for no reason. And then he's like, next Friday. I was like, okay. So next Friday, I texted him because I was like, no way I'm driving back up there. And go up there. Or no, I texted him. He goes, yeah, I'm looking for a cable for your car. And I was like, you don't have the ECU cable or anything. And I was like, no, aren't you like a tuner? Shouldn't you have all like the ECA cables? I told you what ECU I had and everything.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, I got to order the cable. So...
yeah, welcome to Tanner's life. That's what I've always been confused about. Every single time, Tanner's like, my car is gone. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like a shop. Like, I don't know. I got an engine rebuilt in 5 days. And Tanner's like, you check with him like 8 months later. And he's like, bro, it's still in the shop. And I'm like, dude, who are you getting your car worked on with? And it's multiple different people,
we
bro.
Fuck up going it's to like these like, going back reputable to people. That's what it is.
Yeah.
If you just went to like legitly Joe Schmoes down the street, I'm sure they do great work. They're not maybe immaculate work.
That's the thing, though, is you like to find the people that you know.
Yeah,
are good shops. Because like your friends got their car built in.
And clearly, if it's a good shop, then they have a wait list.
Yes, exactly.
Shit they need to and get more done before priorities. Your shit. Yeah.
That's what's
especially
killing us.
Him. Especially his guy.
Yeah, fuck your 240, bro.
No, because he's like a really good tuner. Like I was doing watching my forms. Everyone that I brought up his name to, people were like, oh, you really getting your car tuned by him? That's crazy. And so I'm like,
So yeah, that's why the guy is just like, I don't care, bro. You're not paying me. Are you paying him?
Yeah, yeah. I'm paying for a tune. I'm getting a better deal than other people, but I'm still paying for the tune. But it's still just not a high priority because he probably has like a 240 SX getting tuned versus like a Lamborghini getting tuned. What's going
to
get?
But it's like, bro, like 240 needs a tune. Bob, give it a tune, you know?
Oh,
like,
I know. I'm sure he already has like a plug-in play set already for a 240 as well, which is crazy. He just didn't have a freaking cable, which I have such like a common ECU. It's like the most common 240 ECU you can buy. And yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
I'd be pissed. That's when I wish I could just do that shit myself.
If I knew how, like, I don't even know how you would learn how to tune.
You probably need to go to school.
You would legitimately have to because it's like measuring how much air goes into your... Yeah, yeah. You're measuring how much air goes into the engine and then you're compensating with how much fuel goes in the engine.
Like timing and yeah, all that shit.
So. Yeah. Song of the week?
Oh, I got some actually. All right. Hurts by Kyes Lingo. KYS Lingo. Hurts. Homie, bro. Okay, if you're just into like the... I guess like the emo rap right now, that'd be it. There's, what's another one? What's that other, Lose It Again by?
I like You and Me by Tommy Ice.
Oh, shout out Tommy Ice. I like Tommy Ice. He's been grinding for a minute now.
And then your favorite one is the what? Pretty Little Liars?
Pretty Little Lies.
Pretty Little Lies by?
Oh, Pretty Little Lies. This is all for my, okay, guys, follow me
Maverick,
on Spotify.
Dude, Maverick will put you on, bro.
Follow me on Spotify, guys. I release a Spotify playlist once
for
a month.
For free?
What?
How do they follow you on Spotify?
It's like following someone on Instagram.
Bam. How do they do that? What is your Spotify?
Monster Mav.
Monster Mav. Seriously, no, like deadass. It's not even like we are trying to get him followers on Spotify. We're doing you a favor.
Yeah, it's like if you're done looking for music,
we're doing
this, we'll do it for
you a favor. Let me say that confidently.
Maverick will find the music for you, and it'll be all right.
Like, this isn't something where we're trying to get Maverick followers on Spotify. I can't actually believe he just gave that up for you guys. So if you want music, again, or don't, and keep these songs low-key for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep listening to DaBaby.
Keep listening to DaBaby and NLE Choppa. We're fine with that. Otherwise, Monster Mav on Spotify. And make sure you follow me somewhere. Shit, I never shout myself out. I literally never
follow him on Instagram, Tanner Fox.
Yeah, shout me out. No, for real though, follow me on Instagram though, guys. I've been like low-key losing followers.
Welcome.
How has your percentage been? Has it just been like since you?
No, it just goes up and down at the same time, bro. It's like old followers and then new followers.
No, but like when you look at your analytics, it's like -0.01% or it's +0.1%. You don't look?
Follow me on Instagram. Thank you so much. Bro,
put that cap on.
Check out Jay. What's your favorite place for people to do something for you?
I don't know. You can follow me on Instagram at Jay Castle.
Bop. That's just one J, by the way, not spelled out.
Yeah, just the letter.
And we love you guys so much. Thank you for watching No Fox Given. If you enjoy me and Maverick episodes, let us know what you want us to talk about in the next one. Otherwise, we got stuff. We don't need you to tell us things, but if there's some specific things you want to hear, you know, we're always happy to engrave them. But otherwise, we got you with the content, so don't even sweat on doing nothing.
He's smooth with it.
He's smooth.
It's your boy, T-Fox, coming at you on the mic.
It's your boy. It's been your boy. It's been your boy. It's always, you're going to be your boy.
It's a sunny Monday afternoon in
It's been Maverick.